flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
However, the uninvited guest in their house was more foul.
The man was captured on video using a sword to roast meat in a shopping cart.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And Jones, we have a holiday themed madness for you today. Hence why we have an emergency madness. And let's dive in. This has got national attention.
Okay.
It's unfortunately not a heartwarming story. It is.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. It's
bit of a downer?
Maybe a little malicious. Oh, but let's find out what's going on.
He's the iconic character who steals Christmas. But this morning, a real-life Grinch caught on camera stealing Santas. Surveillance video shows the alleged thief pulling up in front of this San Diego home, getting out of the car, approaching the inflatable Santa, deflating the decoration, and carrying it back to the vehicle.
All right, so what we have on our hands here is a person dressed as the Grinch, maybe the Grinch himself.
Could be.
Stealing inflatable Santas.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, doing real Grinch-type activity. This is classic Grinch. I've been watching the Grinch a lot all month long.
Yep.
The Grinch is famous for stealing Christmas decorations and bringing them back to his cave.
Presents, decorations.
Yep, you name it. Anything the Whos would have out at Whoville to
roast
celebrate.
Roast Beast.
Even the roast beef, who hash.
Who hash, yeah.
Even the last can of who hash.
Everything.
Taking everything. So right now, his MO, or her, is just stealing these giant inflatable Santas. So Andy Hart would have to be worried about this, because he has a lot of inflatables.
Well, yeah, if his
and weren't. This seems to be the target. Well,
ripped and deflated.
No, not that one.
Already defaced.
That one probably, don't have to worry about that. No, that one, maybe the Grinch would
Grinch
leave.
Pass.
Grinch would pass. Like,
save that for the mice.
Can't blow this one back up. This is not for me.
It's broken.
Clarice Oss sharing that video, saying that the thief struck around 3:30 in the morning, and he didn't stop there.
3:30 in the morning? My God.
Now, Shroud of Darkness. It's when you got to do it.
Is that a get up early or stay up late situation?
Maybe catnap.
You think Grinch took a little snooze after a dinner?
A little catnap.
Yeah.
Power nap. Up. Get back up there. You don't be too tired when you're out there. You want to be sharp.
Yeah. Now, do you think these people have the inflatables up all night? Don't you deflate them at, like, I don't know, 11, midnight? We don't have it. So
maybe,
I don't have
any. You go to bed early and you want the neighborhood to see it. I thought that's the whole point.
So I have
you don't do it to deflate them and take them down at night. They want to be lit up for the
neighborhood. I don't leave my lights on all night.
No, I don't either. That's true.
Okay. You take them down,
but
right?
Do you go all the way till 11 when you turn them off?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Every night?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I don't know.
When are you supposed to turn them off?
I just turn them off whenever I'm going to bed.
You go to bed before 11?
A lot of times, yeah.
Old man.
I go down the hall. I might stay up and watch the end of a game or watch a TV show or something. But yeah, I'm not out where I'm switching off the lights.
My setup sucks. And what happens with me is I have to physically plug in the lights outside and then go back outside to physically unplug them.
How bad
is that?
I don't love that.
Feel bad for me, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a tough go. So some days it's fine. Other days it's like raining.
DeMarcus
like,
Covington, proud of your effort.
And then that's me tiptoeing out there, running outside. Like, who's this guy? What's this guy? And then you shut the lights off. But like sometimes my neighbors have their lights still on. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes
neither Jones or Keefe have timers on their lights. No, what am I? Daddy Warbucks? No, I don't have timers on my lights.
Bob Vila? No, I don't have.
They're probably like $5 at Depot.
Don't have that.
I should have timers on my lights. We don't. We have some like indoor lights that have, I think some of them are timed, but like the tree light isn't. I got to pull the plug on that sucker every night. It's a whole thing. It's a process.
But I
love it so much.
I bet a lot of people leave them on, though. To answer your original question, I bet a lot of people leave them on.
Your electric bill's got to be just.
That's a good point.
North Pole. That thing, like, I don't know. There's got to be certain towns feel a certain way about it, too. Because an inflatable is not harming anybody, but if you have like neon lights all night,
your neighbors are like Kramer.
Kramer in the chicken place?
Yeah. Walking in.
With the lane lined with St. Nick's, he snatched her friend Santa's too.
Uh huh. Go on.
Yeah, keep going.
Hear a little bit more about this?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Grinch act. So they all have Santa. So there's this street in California, they showed it on the news story, that basically they're all in like cahoots with each other. They all have these giant inflatable Santas all on their front lawn. And this Grinch is like, I'm taking all these.
I'm taking them all.
These aren't cheap either. This is expensive. This might be a felony. Maybe a misdemeanor.
Yeah, probably misdemeanor.
Maybe a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but so she said they eventually got taken, the other neighbors? Because suspect. Because somebody was probably like,
how come
Copycat? This one got stolen?
Oh, I was going to take yours.
Well, somebody, mine was fine. You're looking like a prime suspect in that scenario.
Right. You should put yours in the garage.
Yeah. Now you steal your own. Yeah. Okay.
It's legitimately the Whoville.
That is.
Do you think the whole thing's an inside job just to get on the news?
Maybe.
Be like, hey, we got attacked by the Grinch, and look at us coming together like the Who's down in Whoville.
Yahoo. They're just singing that?
That's kind of similar to Who.
Yeah.
And in Michigan, another thief caught on camera, stealing Christmas decorations from this front lawn just hours after they were put up, taking them back to an SUV before returning again for more decorations, making 3 trips in total.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So that was the first one was in California. The second one was in Michigan.
That's kind of on that house. That guy came back 3 different times. Yeah, you put it up for a couple hours and then it was taken down.
Yeah.
There's a backstory to that one we don't know about. That's
yeah. Kicks you in the gut a little bit.
Well, yeah. So they took his Christmas spirit, not the lady.
Yeah, no, he's pissed about it. He does not have the same reaction as the Who's. No.
His Christmas spirit's very much gone.
He ruined his Christmas.
He's like, that was my.
Listen, everybody's gonna react to it.
Holiday bonus.
Everyone's gonna react to it a little bit different.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your holiday related madness.
Now, many comments in the Twitch chat are about Andy Hart and his inflatables.
Yes.
He's the one who alerted you to this story. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. He tipped me off to this.
He's following, like, inflatable subreddits and things like that. He's just, like, Reddit, maybe. Like, inflatable news.
Oh, yeah. Like, warning. They're in, like, a group. And they're like, guys, keep your eyes on
he gets their target. Inflatable monthly every week. And is dropped off in the mail.
You can't let this stand.
I was reading Inflatable Monthly.
We can't let this stand.
There's a ring of crime.
I know. Pretty good. All right. Well, anyway, I would have reacted much more like the second guy than the first guy.
Me too.
If somebody stole all my decorations, I wouldn't have been like, that's still Christmas.
I got to take my Christmas.
At least we still got each other. I'd be pissed.
I'd be like, I spent a lot of money on that.
That guy owes me $100. Probably more than that.
I'd be very frustrated.
All the nonsense that's out there.
Huh.
There you go.
Okay. A little bit of a Grinchy season. You think Razor, I know, loves the Halloween costumes. I remember listening to him years ago with his tickle trunk.
Yes.
So he loves the Halloween. You think he gets into the
Canadian
inflatables?
Christmas?
Yeah, Canadian Christmas, Boxing Day.
We'll find out.
Let's get some answers.
One way to find out.
From Razor on his Christmas decorating, and also on the Bruins on a Bruins Thursday. That's next.